This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, November 5th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Penguin Ed's Barbecue, now accepting Thanksgiving holiday orders for smoked turkey and ham through Sunday, November 18th. Trimmings and side items are also available, as well as catering and pickup orders. More information is available on the web at penguineds.com. Theater Square's annual Gala for Education, presenting the 2012 Arts Advocate Award to Denise and Hershey Garner, will take place Thursday, November 15th at 6:30 p.m. The event, co-chaired by Lucy Arnez and Lawrence Luckinbill, will benefit the theater's annual outreach to over 10,000 students and teachers. Tickets and more information available at theater2.org or 445-6333. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we take a look at a remote area in Madison County that was once inhabited by Ozark African American settlers and their descendants. And we head to the set of Gordon Family Tree, a movie that was recently being filmed in Northwest Arkansas. Plus, the latest installment of Arkansongs. Ruby Brock brings us the latest business and political news from around the state and more. But first, a medical vending machine company is suing the Family Council Action Committee and Jerry Cox for using an image of one of its machines in a recent press conference. Cox, who was speaking against medical marijuana, used a cardboard model of the vending machine with a marijuana leaf added to the front of it to illustrate what he says would make marijuana too easily available. Cox wouldn't comment on the suit directly, but says he's surprised by it and that it doesn't change his efforts to oppose medical marijuana.
We're just forging ahead. Our lawyers are handling the lawsuit, and we're continuing to stay on message that this is just a backdoor effort to legalize marijuana. And otherwise, why would there be such a fuss about it from groups out of state?
Victor Medizidi is with Medbox Incorporated, the company whose image Cox used. He says Medbox needs to protect its image because Cox's characterization of its services was inaccurate. He says the company doesn't have a stance on medical marijuana, though that is one use for the machines.
It's all used inside dispensary locations, if it's a medical marijuana clinic, in order to control and police how the medicine is being distributed. And also the machine's used in a lot of other aspects as far as the healthcare industry, in urgent care centers for traditional medications, so that staff can be monitored.
A lawyer for the company says the outcome of Tuesday's vote will not affect the future of the lawsuit. New revenue numbers out Friday show that for October, Arkansas came in below forecast and below the same time last year. Gross revenue was $442 million. That's 2% lower than had been forecast and 3% lower than last year. John Shelnut is an economist with the Department of Finance and Administration.
I don't think this really impacts anything. I mean, we're still above forecast year to date. I think we'll see the numbers settle down some in the November results and maybe get a better look at what the underlying growth rates are for a number of these important revenue categories.
Shelnut blames weak sales and income tax collections for revenue being lower than expected. Drivers in Fayetteville who regularly use Ash Street between College Avenue and Old Wire Road during the daytime hours will have to adjust their routes for the next 2 months. According to a release by the city, the stretch of road will be closed between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. from now through the beginning of January. The street will reopen to all traffic in the evenings and on weekends. With Veterans Day approaching, focus in the coming days will be placed on uniformed Americans and the services they perform for our country. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says while gratitude is shown when troops deploy and celebrations are held when they return, the quieter transition into domestic life can cause the greatest difficulties. With more and more veterans back home and looking for work, Beebe says many veterans are struggling to find employment. Beebe says it is a problem that officials in Arkansas have been working to solve during the past year.
Leaders of the Arkansas National Guard work within their ranks to seek out troubled soldiers and airmen, spreading the message that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. State agencies like the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs and private groups like Our Vets provide easier access to locating employment, counseling, and other support for servicemen and women. Every year, businesses go the extra mile to ensure that Guard members can train and deploy and still have their jobs waiting when they return. These are the kinds of acts that bolster our words of support.
Governor Beebe's thoughts on Veterans Day came days after the state received a $1 million federal grant to expand and rehabilitate sections of the Arkansas State Veterans Cemetery in North Little Rock. The number of Arkansas residents voting early continues to climb. According to a release by Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin, more than 371,000 people voted as of 5 p.m. Friday. And with the election coming up tomorrow, today is the last day to early vote. Early polling ends at 4:30 this afternoon, and polls will be open from 7:30 tomorrow morning until 7:30 tomorrow evening. If you're still unsure of where you stand on the candidates or on the statewide ballot issues, there is still time to do your homework before heading to the polls. More information about what voters face on this year's ballot can be found online at the Arkansas Secretary of State's website at sos.arkansas.gov. Though construction may be a dirty word for many students, faculty, and other members of the campus community who have had to deal with daily detours, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has been honored for its ongoing development work. The Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce awarded the college the Albert M. Burns Developer of the Year Award for its work in not only building new facilities, but also in redesigning, repurposing, and redeveloping old and underused buildings. According to a news release from the college, 1.5 million gross square feet have been affected by development efforts since July of 2011. That translates into $480 million in construction and renovation of 40 buildings. Those projects will include more than 1,000 new classroom seats, 630 new residence hall beds, 250 dining hall seats, and a new 700-seat performing arts center. The Arkansas women's basketball team opened its season with an exhibition win yesterday at Bud Walton Arena. The Razorbacks defeated Rogers State 69-40. Arkansas forced 36 turnovers and held the Hillcats to a 29.8% shooting average. The women's basketball team will open the regular season against Jackson State at 11 a.m. Friday. The Razorback volleyball team saw little luck this weekend. The team fell to Auburn in five sets on Friday before losing to Texas A&M in four sets on Sunday. The Razorbacks' next match will be Sunday night against Kentucky at Barnhill Arena. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 36 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 46 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 57 in northwest Arkansas and a high of 64 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, expect partly cloudy skies, which will eventually clear with a low in the upper 30s.